Welcome everyone to the Teddy Hickman Podcast. Today we are discussing about topics, and today is May 1st, 2021. The topics I want to discuss with you is America, what's currently going on in America. Last episode, it was about Malcolm X. If you know that episode, I thought that was going to be the last episode, but apparently it wasn't the last episode because I got a lot of stuff on my mind today. So let's talk about, because I was just talking about this earlier. I should have recorded first of all, but I didn't, but oh well. Let's talk about Tim Scott. Tim Scott's speech was good. Tim Scott's speech was very good, man. You know, some of the stuff he was saying, like he had times people would follow him in the store, or he'd been pulled over before. You know, that's not going to be in everybody's case, but for some people it is. Some people could relate to Tim Scott's speech because America is not a racist country. Because if America was a racist country, it would be 100% racist, right? Think about that. Think about it. For anybody listening to this podcast, if America was a racist country, would you think that all of us would be racist? Just think about it. I'll give you 1 minute. Think about that. And while you're thinking, another question. Why is everybody else from different countries coming to America? America's a racist country. Huh. People from Africa coming to America. People from China coming to America. People from these other countries are coming to America. If America is so racist, why is all these people coming to our country? My country, the country I was born in, Houston, Texas, United States of America. If America is a racist country, we all would be racist and nobody would come to this country, right? Am I right? Am I right? So a lot of stuff Tim Scott was saying on there was right. America's not racist. But however, this man right here, since he was a Republican senator, a black Republican, a black conservative, he got backlash on Twitter. People calling him Uncle Tim, Uncle Tom, Uncle This, Uncle That, calling him a coon, all kinds of names. People from the left calling him all kinds of names because he was Republican. Now, that's a damn shame, to be honest. Oh, but the other day, Kamala Harris agreed with him, and we ain't hear nobody call her Aunt Harris, Aunt Kamala, or nothing. It's okay if she agrees with him, but it's not okay for a black Republican, to say that America is not a racist country. The hypocrisy of the left, saying that they're the party for the people, and really they're not. They're full of shit, to be honest. If you're the party for the people, why can't you accept a black conservative with different issues, with different opinions about America? Oh, it doesn't fit the narrative, like saying here. Oh, okay. I get it. And it's sad, man. It's sad. I thought the left was supposed to be the side of emotion, the side to empathize, the side to this, the side with that. But apparently the side was shit. It's sad, man. It's a sad time. We live in a country full of emotional people. Isn't that sad, y'all? Just saying. Isn't that sad? However, they are emotional people. And they're out there looting and rioting like they ain't got no damn sense. Say, we there for George Floyd. We there for Breonna Taylor. We there for Rashad Brooks. We there for Ahmaud Arbery and Jacob Blake. What one thing I have in question is, if y'all are there for George Floyd, would George Floyd want y'all to go out there looting and rioting for him, destroying your own cities? Would George Floyd want that? It's a question. I take it 1 minute. Would George Floyd want y'all to go out there looting and rioting for him if y'all really out there for him? How about Breonna Taylor? How about Ahmaud Arbery? How about Michael Brown? How about all these black folks? You know, would they want you to be out there looting and protesting, destroying your own cities? And it's evidence that you are out there, you're looting and destroying your cities. And the media is lying to you, saying it's mostly peaceful. We over here broadcasting, it's a mostly peaceful protest. Look at them. They're just mostly peaceful, doing their job, acting like a tantrum child that can't get their way. The disgust I see in America. What a shame. What a shame, I say. What a shame that the left condones violence, whereas the Republicans condone the law. It tells you what kind of country we're living in. What people don't understand, what violence can have in the outcome of minutes, you know? It's like, come on, y'all. Y'all got to think. No common sense. No sense of courtesy. And what I don't get is, like, all y'all niggas are out here, excuse my language, all of y'all are out here destroying businesses. Black-owned businesses, like, come on, man. In these major cities ruled by Democratic areas. This is what happens when you have Democrats ruling cities. They condone all this violence. If it was a Republican condoned city, there'll be so much law in that city. So much law. Just putting that out there. For all these people talking that shit, excuse my language, talking shit about police officers. Here's another question. How could you talk shit if you never wore a badge before? How could you? If you never worn a badge before, how could you talk shit? I just common sense. And I know people, I know people who have been pulled over by police and have complied every question they asked them. Let me see your license and registration, sir. Can I see this? Can you see that? And they complied. My parents. Great prime example. That's what I'm going to be talking about. My parents, my siblings, my families. They didn't get shot, but they complied, but didn't die. Now, what you can say about these young folks out here? Are you going to give them a sense of advice not to be pulled whenever you pull over by a police officer? Comply, you won't die, right? Rashard Brooks didn't do that. He fought off two officers, got tased, and got shot for what he did. When is Black America going to comply to the police, or own up to responsibility or integrity? When you gonna own it up that you were in the wrong? Ever since the police pulled over that army lieutenant, I started looking at police body cams and had a whole perspective, you know, a whole different perspective. Even with the 13-year-old boy that got shot and killed, man. Threw that gun in the back of that brown fence, whatever, and the officer shot him. If you turn around, the officer shot him. You know, the officer didn't want to shoot him. But it's sad that the little boy died, man. It's sad. Because you don't know what these officers, you know, some police officers have family members, man. They got family. Some of them probably have 13-year-olds and think about that little kid and be like, dang, I just shot a 13-year-old, man. I got a son who's 13. Dang. It's tough out here, man. It's tough out here that the left is pushing this rhetoric, that CNN and the left is pushing all this rhetoric to young people, to people around my age, lying to them that if you are being pulled over by the police, you are most likely to get shot. And that's sad. That's all a lie. That's all a lie. You know, you can learn a lot from experience than BS. So people, please stop all your looting. Stop all this violence, because the more of it, the more violence, the more it get worse. Do it the Dr. King way. Let it be 100% peaceful. Not mostly peaceful. 100% peaceful. No looting, no rioting, no none of that. Let it be 100% peaceful. Then people will have more respect for you. Then I have more respect for you. I even made a list about 5 reasons why I don't side with BLM and 5 reasons I would. Let me go ahead and find. Oh, there it is. Okay, here's my list. Because I posted on my Snapchat on the 26th of April. 5 reasons why I don't support Black Lives Matter. Number 1. Actually, I'm going to go with number 5. Number 5, the co-founders in the organization are fraudulent. Because they are. How you gonna go out there rioting and looting and say you for Black Lives Matter, but yet you own like 4 manors, 4 mansions or 4 manors? Tells you about people, the hypocrisy. Moving on up, this is from the words of Vernon Jones, and I saw him on the Chattanooga Black City event. Well, moving on up, through the white side. Okay. I like Vernon Jones. He's cool. Me and him got the same birthday, but back to the topic. Number 4, they disrespect the elderly. Their primary objective is the abolishment of the nuclear family. It's on their website, bro. It's literally on their website. It's on the guidelines of their BLM so-called website, you know. The primary objective to abolish the nuclear family, that Black America hasn't had the nuclear family since the 1960s, 1950s and 60s, when Black America had less black crime or black on black crime. You know, that was a time when we used to have the nuclear family. Now everybody losing their freaking minds out here, man. And that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Number 3, certain Black Lives Matter, not all. They don't focus on all black issues. They really don't. They don't support all black issues. They don't. Because if they were, they would have supported David Dorn, David Underwood, all these black people. You know, how about black kids that get bullied in school conditions? What about abortion? Ain't nobody talking about black abortion. Oh, we don't focus on these. And one thing clear is, too. If y'all out here trying to focus on the white man, how come? Yeah, because if y'all are out here protesting. All right, y'all, I'm back. Had some interruptions with my voice going on. So, yeah, back to the 5 reasons why I don't support Black Lives Matter and 5 reasons why I would. I already talked about number 5, the co-founders and organization are fraudulent. Number 4, they disrespect the elderly. Their primary objective is the abolishment of nuclear family. And number 3, certain Black Lives Matter, not all. They don't have focus on all black lives. So, yeah, I talked about black abortions. I talked about, what was the other one? David Dorn, David Underwood. They talked all these other ones as well. And, yeah, if we so focus on Give me a minute, y'all. I'm still thinking because I had it in my mind. No, I say, if we so focus on the white man, we need to be focused on our own house. We need to be focused on what's going on with all black lives, not certain ones, not police brutality. Because if we so focus on the white man, who's still going to be left? Like, who going to still be left to fight off the white man? Because if we killing each other. You know, it's like we kill each other more than police brutality and white people combined. Like, come on, man. Like Joe Biden would say, come on, man. What y'all doing? Y'all ain't black. Number 2, as a whole, it's chaotic. It's nowhere close to mostly peaceful. Like I said, man, the media be lying about it's being mostly peaceful. And that's not true. Or even peaceful. That's not true. And they should be more, 100% peaceful. That means nobody ain't going to be rude. Ain't nobody going to be rioting, looting, all none of that. None of that ish. None of it. Do it the Dr. King way, bruh. Do it the Dr. King way. You know? And even with the Dr. King way, they talked about Dr. King's quote about something about the unheard and the rioting and that's not true, man, because Dr. King is all down for the he's down for the peaceful way. He ain't down for the chaos. He really not.
for anybody to be saying, oh, it's for the unheard. It's for the unheard. Let me find that quote right now. Shit. What was it? What was it? Dr. King. Something about rioting unheard. Indeed, the first part of MLK's quote reads, certain conditions continue to exist in our society, which must be condemned as vigorously as we condemn riots. But in the final analysis, a riot is the language of the unheard, and what it is that America has failed to hear. People are twisting the words. It says Martin Luther King's daughter says people are twisting his rioted quote. Yeah, they are. They twisting his words up with that one. And what source is that this from? The HuffPost. The daughter of slain civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr. said Thursday that people are misconstruing his quotation about riots. In tonight's show interview about the mostly peaceful anti-racism protests across the nation, Bernice King told Jimmy Fallon that people do take liberties with his quotes to fit their situation, and nothing is more frustrating for them than that. If you're going to use his words, try to find the context of the words. King also serves as CEO of the King Center for Nonviolent Change, pointed to one MLK quote being widely repeated among the current unrest. When he talked about riots being the language of the unheard, he was not justifying in saying that he endorsed riots. Of course, like Dr. King, like if you don't know Dr. King from Dr. King, like Dr. King was down for the peaceful protests. I mean, for the peaceful. He was down for the peaceful protests. Whereas Malcolm wanted, if Malcolm was still alive today, he would side with BLM. But I don't think he would be siding for, like, police brutality and all that, unless he would. That's on Malcolm. But Dr. King is more he's more on the peaceful side. And that's why I like about Dr. King, because, you know, he's peaceful. Whereas Malcolm, I like Malcolm. Malcolm talking about white liberals. You know, Malcolm ain't lying. He predicted the future about white liberals. You can't trust white liberals. They're the dangerous entity. About the difference between the white liberal and the black conservative. I mean, not black conservative, the white conservative. Why the hell say black conservative? Might say it too much. White conservative and the white liberal. The liberal will pretend to be the Negro's friend. However, both the white liberal and the white conservative want power. You know, the white conservative is going to be like the lion, whereas the white liberal is going to be some kind of bird or a deer or something. Okay, let me go back to what they say. Indeed, the first part of MLK's quote reads, certain conditions continue to exist in our society, which must be condemned as vigorously as we condemn riots. But in the final analysis, a riot is the language of unheard, and what it is that America has failed to hear. It has failed to hear that the plight of the Negro poor has worsened over the last few years. It has failed to hear that the promises of freedom and justice have not been met. Bernice King applauded the nonviolent, peaceful protesters for upholding the true narrative of justice while extremists were trying to instill the message. Yep. The youngest child of MLK and Coretta Scott King also said her father's I Have a Dream speech has been misinterpreted. Watch her above, explain above. And when did she say this? Last year. Damn, she said this on June 5th, 2020. Damn. Wow. Her dad is one of the powerful men out there. Number one, 5 reasons why I don't support BLM. The media controls the narrative. Like I said, the media controls the narrative, bro. And Jim Morrison said it best. Whoever controls the media controls the mind. So I got family members who believe what CNN say. They believe what MSNBC say. I mean, MSNBC, hee-haw, whatever they call it. MSN, hee-haw, whatever the show is called. Yeah, they believe what the left say, you know. My dad, you know, he loves the news, you know. He'll watch the local news 24/7 days. He's always down for the news. But when it comes to CNN, like, man. Shoot, he gonna wake up one day. Because when I try to send him them political emails, and if he ain't watching it, then that's him, man. That's him. I got my own stuff to do. But I try to show my parents Larry Elder and the black conservatives, conservatism. Like, most times, like, Abba and Peach said it best, especially Abba. Abba was talking about when it comes to black people, socially, I forgot what he said. He was either right lean, because black folks as a whole lean. Oh, he was saying black folks as a whole lean left. Whereas when it comes to social aspects or economics, black folks lean right. It's like, what the hell? Here are the five reasons why I would support Black Lives Matter. Number five, the organization providing funds to black communities. Like, if BLM spent majority of time sending donations to black communities instead of trying to give these damn white Democratic politicians, which number four says, if the organization didn't involve white Democratic politicians, like, I would have been fine with it. I would support them if they don't do that. Like, if they actually sent funds to black communities and help those black communities, then you ain't gonna have to deal with police brutality, this so-called rhetoric about police brutality or blacks getting killed by one another. It's like the BS. But when I hear headlines like, oh, co-founder of Black Lives Matter buys four manors, it's like, the way you preach is, it don't go with your narrative, bro. It just really don't. What you preach, the hypocrisy, bro. You got people that have been killed by Black Lives Matter. Black people been killed by Black Lives Matter, and that's why I was talking about these black business owners. They were killed by Black Lives Matter, or opportunists, they would say, that were killed by Black Lives Matter and or Antifa. It's like, I just don't get it with this damn generation. It's like, and being part of Gen Z, I love Gen Z. I love my generation. But I can't F around with folks that are going out here looting and rioting and wasting their potential on doing something else. I would have more of a, I would have more passionate, more respectful folks that are here, like, have redown for the police, helping the police. If you see an officer is down, or if somebody drawing a weapon on an officer, you intervene or something. Hit that fool with that car or help the officer or something. And I've never been brought up this way. I've been brought up in a two-parent household that you have to respect your authority, no matter if you agree with them or disagree or in moderate way. Respect your teachers, respect your parents, respect the police, respect, I would see whenever I don't get out as much often, but whenever I do, I see police officers, they pull over somebody. I don't usually see nobody, pulling their guns on nobody. I don't usually see that unless they do it. I usually don't see that. But when I come face to face to a police officer, because I've seen, or I met two police officers at Target. Maybe they were shopping there together or whatever, but they were in uniform. It's like, having respect to them, like when I do with the army folks, and I see people wearing military clothes, and I just salute to them. With the police, I'm the same way, because these are real life people that are putting their lives in the line to protect Americans. And I just can't stand with folks that talk all that shit, but they never wore a badge before. Am I right? Like, it's like you're trying to tell an accountant, it's like you're trying to tell somebody to, something about money, but they're an accountant. Like, even my dad, my dad's an accountant. How you gonna tell him about making managing money if his ass an accountant? Like, come on now. How you gonna tell my mom about teaching if she's a teacher? You can't tell these people nothing. They still, how you gonna tell me about computers if I got knowledge of fixing them? If I got knowledge of fixing them, or even screenwriting, because that's what I do. Even podcasts. Sometimes I do the podcast, but I want to do it today, so I don't have to forget about it. All right, number three, for five reasons why I would support Black Lives Matter. If George Floyd and the other families earn donations from the organization, yeah, this is the same plot point, or the pinpoint, whatever, when it goes to this woman, this co-founder having four manors. Like, did George Floyd and his family get one of those manors? Did BLM fund it for his funerals? Like, all these people talking all this ish about supporting Black Lives Matter. I mean, supporting George Floyd or Breonna Taylor. But yet y'all looting and rioting. Would want the I wouldn't want people to go loot and ride for me. And while I'm in heaven, like, I want y'all to give me a funeral or whatever. I don't want to die, though. I'm just putting that out there. I don't want to go nowhere. I'm good. But I'm just putting it out there, like, would these people want y'all to go out there destroying your cities? You know, it's like the hypocrisy. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And then they want to talk about white people this, white people. It's a lot of white people supporting BLM. Y'all talk all this shit about white people, but a lot of them support y'all. Like, Black people, we only hold up like 13% of the population. And this is the thing about us killing each other. If we abolish the police, if we abolish them, did you know that it's going to be more crimes? Did you know that? Did you know that? 1 minute. I'll give you 1 minute to figure that out. Did you know that? If we abolish or defund the police, whatever you want to call it, there's going to be more crimes. And who we going to call? And like, who we going to call? The army to handle these crimes? They helping America externally. They ain't going to help America internally unless it's like a super terrorist or a superhero coming by. Like, come on, y'all. Y'all got to think. Who gonna call? CNN? What the fuck they, I mean, what the hell they gonna do? Excuse my language. What they gonna do? This is what I'm trying to understand with the common sense. Everybody want change. Free, free, free. Change, change, change. But are you willing to change? We want change for society. We want change for this. In order for change, you gotta change yourself. In order for you, before you help that person, you gotta help yourself first. Deal with your flaws. Deal with your weaknesses. Gain some strengths. And then that would change society. What you think? That's just a question, man. Just saying. Don't you think? Just saying. Number two. If both BLM and the Capitol rioters were treated the same. That's what I'm just saying. Like, the media, they were saying it's mostly peaceful. It's mostly peaceful. But with the Capitol rioters, it's like, this is terrorists. This domestic terrorists. They're about to go over there and kill the people and the senators or whatever. It's like, mostly peaceful versus terrorists. Like, what the hell? This is good because it's mostly peaceful. And this is bad because this is all Trump supporters. Like, don't you? I see them as the same wave. I see them as the same wave. But with the media being so left-leaning, I mean, so leftist, they see the rioting as good and they see the Trump supporters as bad. Like, that's the kind of America we're living in. Communism. That's the kind of America we're living in. You know? And that's sad, man. That's sad. This is a sad country. And everybody believe they so woke. They give Black people advice, and this is what Black families do. They give their kids the talk. Well, I've never been given the talk before. The only talk I've got was, you know, the woohoo talk. Like, come on, y'all. My parents never gave me no talk about the police. They gave me the woohoo talk, but they never gave me the police talk. Like, come on now. I just don't get it. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. And number one, five reasons why I would support Black Lives Matter if it was 100% peaceful. It's got to be 100%. You can't be 99. It can't be 98. It's got to be 100%. It can't be 90%. It got to be 100. It means no looting, no rioting. Did Dr. King fight off against the police? I know John King. What's his name? Somebody bashed his head or something. He had something going on with his head with one of the police officers back then. Now, that was a time there was really police brutality. Now, police brutality, I don't know what kind of world a lot of people from Black Lives Matter is living in, but like, police brutality now versus back then, Hell, it was worse back then. Y'all talking about it was worse now. It was worse back then, first of all. Oh, police out here killing black people. That's a lie. We kill each other more. I'm most likely to be killed by somebody that look like me besides a police officer. And that's just facts. And I don't know why black people got to be lied to. And statistically, white people get killed more than black people. Their population is more than black folks. You know, Hispanics too. That's why we come in third. Black Americans, we come third. Asians is fourth. If we kill each other, we're going to be extinct. And then Asians going to be in third place. Columbus did to the Native Americans. That's going to be us. We're going to be extinct. If black America don't know how to wake up. Like, come on now. It's just common sense. Common sense. And I'm 19 years old. And thank God for quarantine, because it kind of helped me. It helped me with figuring out my, you know, who I am, and figuring out my political affiliation. Thank God for quarantine. I know people lost their life during quarantine, but I'm talking for me. You know, I got my vaccine. I took the Johnson & Johnson. You know, people talking about a backlash about the Johnson & Johnson. It's being paused or something. I'm going to talk about that on the next segment. So this segment is by BLM. All right, y'all. I took my Johnson & Johnson test. What day was that when I took this Johnson & Johnson? It was, this is Jensen Jensen, expired June 9th, 2021. What the hell? I'm trying to figure out what day that took this thing. I know I took this around April or March. March or April. Oh, wait. It says in here, March 27th, 2021. Okay, there it is. I took it at my home church. I took the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. My parents took the, I forgot which one they took. Moderna? Mama said she took the Moderna. My mom said she took the Moderna, the two-shot thing, with her and my pops, my papa. Yeah, they took the Moderna. My dad probably took the Moderna as well. Because the Johnson & Johnson is one shot. I took the one shot. You know, I dealt with some stuff on that one too. It wasn't perfect. I dealt with that one as well. You know, just one little shot. That's it for me. Just one little shot. That's it for me, I guess. What's Jericho Green talking about? Biden's travel ban on India. I guess they're the only racist. When Trump does it, Biden gets a flower, of course. And that's what I don't understand. The media been up on Trump's ass when he was in office, but if Biden does something, that's just Biden. We'll give him a pass. Oh, okay. Y'all full of ish, and y'all know it. Like, it takes, like, I know I voted for Biden, and now I regret it. I know I did. The only person I can blame is my damn self. I can't blame my parents for that, because I know they voted for Biden as well. I know they did. I guess if they didn't vote for him, or if I didn't vote for him, I guess I ain't black. You know, and I ain't gonna be. I'm telling the truth, y'all, about Trump. This quarantine actually helped me, though, because I've always been like, let me see if I took them damn notes. Hold up. My conservatism path. That is, there it is. For me, because I was having this little Snapchat chat with one of my friend's roommates. My friend, I'm not going to say his name. My friend, my high school, he's my best friend, I'm going to say. My best friend from high school, he goes to Sam Houston State University. So me and him and his roommate, we chatting, whatever. Me and his roommate, we talk about, you know, conservatives, conservatism, and all that other stuff. And he was telling me, how he got, like, what was the first thing that took him into the conservatism path? And he said it was Turning Point Energy. If it wasn't for Turning Point Energy, man, I mean, not Turning Point Energy, I'm talking about Turning Point Energy, Turning Point USA, forgive me. It was Turning Point USA. If it wasn't for Turning Point USA, He wouldn't even know learn about conservatism. Now, here's my path. For me, it wasn't for Kanye. If it wasn't for Kanye, I wouldn't start this path. I said Kanye is number one. Ben Carson is number two, because I knew about Ben Carson since, I guess, 2012. I've been a Kanye fan since, I guess, 2010, as I rock with Kanye. I F with him. He's my nigga. Ben Carson since 2012. Sonny Daniel is a YouTuber I watch from. He's a YouTuber, man. He's a YouTuber. Gamer. YouTube gamer. Funny guy. Now, Sonny, he would talk about the Hodge twins, and he led me into the Hodge twins. The Hodge twins is funny as hell. I started looking at the Hodge twins since 2016, and they funny as hell, man. They funny. They be cussing and, you know, talk about, you know, nut busting or whatever. So yeah, I've been rocking with the Hodge twins since 2016. I need to put that in there, actually. Hodge twins 2016. Let me go ahead and put that in there. 2016. Candace Owens, I got with her. Not got with her, but I've learned from her. And that was in 2018 with her and Kanye when Kanye was at TMZ talking about some slavery was a choice. And what he meant by that was slavery is a choice mentally. You know how people be taking drugs and stuff? And some people like the Hunter Biden can't get rid of drugs. It's like, bruh, people like Hunter Biden or, you know, anybody that's on drugs, mentally, they a slave. They are a slave mentally. You hear me? They're literally a slave mentally. They can't get off it. They can't get off cocaine. They can't get off, you know, even with the 80s when everybody was on drugs in New York or whatever, the crack epidemic. It affected a lot of black people, you know, affected a lot of people around those low income areas and rich people, too. Shit. I mean, excuse my language, and rich people, too, you know. And then after Candace Owens, I learned about Officer Tatum, I say 2019 for him, you know, even before this quarantine, I started looking at Officer Tatum and learning about his videos. Funny guy. I mean, he looks and reminds me of my best friend. You know, from Sam Houston. PragerU. I think I looked at PragerU before I met Candace Owens. I don't know. I need to set this time up. But I know I looked at PragerU videos in 2019. I definitely did. And I learned a lot from PragerU. And I know people talk trash about PragerU. And it's not an actual university. And da-da-da. And who cares, bro? Like, are you willing to learn? Or are you willing to shut your mouth? You know, a lot of people talk all that ish. But they don't, you know, they don't listen. You know, after PragerU, it was Larry Elder. I started learning about Larry Elder either before the quarantine or during the quarantine. It was 2019 or 2020. I don't know. And after Larry Elder was good. He's still, I still look at his videos. After Larry Elder, it was ABL. ABL 2020, him and Officer Tatum was like best friends or whatever. Him and Jericho Green and Dare to Know. ABL, I think, is from West Virginia. Virginia. I know the Hodge twins are from West Virginia. Officer Tatum was born in Fort Worth, Texas. He moved on to be a cop, and now he was a police officer for 6 years, and now he's a YouTuber. He, you know, entrepreneur right now. Let me see. Herman Cain. I think Herman Cain for me was a. Had to be 2012. I don't know. I really don't know for Herman Cain, but some of these people, because they did run against Obama. They did do that. They were trying to become president, him and Ben Carson. And RIP for Herman Cain. RIP. RIP for him. And a lot of people talking all that mess about, oh, Herman Cain did. One thing he's saying, coronavirus, there's no coronavirus, and now there's no Herman Cain. Like, they making fun of Herman Cain, bro. Like, come on, man. Now what if like, even when Don Lemon lost his sister, what if somebody laughed about Don Lemon losing his sister? He wouldn't want that. So don't be coming for Herman Cain, bro. Get off of Herman Cain's tip. And then ever since quarantine happened, I start looking at or listening to Jesse Lee Peterson, Thomas Sowell. I got my Thomas Sowell shirt on right now. It's called Knowledge. I thought about getting that Give Me the Show Me the Evidence shirt. I thought about buying that shirt instead. Walt E. Williams. I start watching his videos about economy. You know, black conservatism or just conservatism in general is so good, man. It's just good, man. You got to live and learn something. You can't just always believe in one aisle. You get it? You don't have to just believe in one side, you know. Turning Point Energy. I keep saying energies. Turning Point USA. Come on now. Blexit, then Shapiro, then Goxit, and then Jericho Green. So, yeah, that's probably it right now. Jericho Green is funny as hell. He's just as funny as the Hodge twins. Ben Shapiro, you know, because people like Ben Shapiro are conservatives in general. They will eat you alive. Those people will eat you alive with facts. And I'm pretty sure Candace Owens will run for president one day. And if she was to beat Obama or Clinton or shoot, I ain't going to say Clinton, Biden and Clinton. If she was able to beat those three, she would definitely win. With facts. And I'm talking about these are three Democrats versus one black conservative. Who will win? Like, come on now. Joe can't even remember a darn speech or he takes too long to, you know, talk with his speeches, man. It's like, come on, Joe. And plus, Joe Biden has a racist past. You didn't know that, huh? Who's more racist, Trump or Joe Biden? I watched a little montage or whatever from this guy named Kayvon Comedy. And he just literally got a whole playlist about who's racist, who doesn't respect the military, who respects the disabled, who respects the LGBT. And Trump literally just wins in everything. Like, there's no evidence that show that Trump is a racist. There's no evidence that show that Trump is... There's no evidence he doesn't disrespect the LGBT. There's no evidence that show he disrespects the disabled people. There's no evidence that shows he's a lot of these things that the media perpetrates him as. There's no evidence of it. And that's why I can't side with people like the left and CNN or the media in general that show no evidence. All they gonna, even with the time he said something about both sides. They lied and talked about, like, he supports both. There are good people on both sides. That man did not just say that, man. He condemned white supremacy so many times, but Chris Wallace keeps bringing it up. He brought it up since 2016. He's like, Mr. President, are you ready to condemn white supremacy? I condemn white supremacy. I condemn white supremacy. Why doesn't nobody bring that up? I condemn white supremacy. I condemn, like, so many times. And they just keep on, like, they keep on just calling this man a racist. Like, Trump's actions and his words just proves it. I look at a person's actions and be like, this person ain't a racist. This person is not an idiot. This person know how to manage their money, you know. And Joe Biden Joe Biden is literally the racist in this conversation. Like, he gets a pass for saying stuff like, you ain't black, or poor kids are just as smart as white kids, or if I have kids jumping on my lap, I call them roaches. Like, this is the racist we have in office. This is the racist y'all, the media has predicted, but yet they turn to Trump, and Trump is nowhere being a racist. Like, if he was so-called as racist, how come he got himself like a medal or something when Rosa Parks was alive, or when he was shaking these hands from all these black celebrities? Like, if he was so much of a white supremacist, or so much of this racist, do you think a white supremacist would have a prison reform, or even or talk with the historically black leaders or whatever? Even Kanye West, he's not historically black. That's different. Even with Kanye West, like, come on now, y'all. But my dad went to talk about, oh, Trump's administration. Trump had all these people in these different positions and all those still here. He had all white men. And Trump did not just have all white men. I seen women in there. I seen, what's his name's wife? What's his name? Mitch McConnell's wife in there. I seen Ben Carson. I seen Omarosa. Like, you didn't point them out, but you said stuff about, Oh, he an all white man in his administration. But does everything got to be about race? Can it just be about diversity of thought? And that's what I can't understand about the left. They want to put in the word diversity in there. And Thomas Sowell talked about it, too. I'm trying to find that quote. He talked about that, the diversity thing. Let me see, diversity quote and inclusion. What did Thomas Sowell about say about diversity? Because that was like facts. People want to use the word diversity. So, let me see. Oh, there it is. It might be it. I think this might be it. The next time some academics tell you how important diversity is, ask how many Republicans they are in their sociology department. Thomas Sowell is like the man. He cool. He's like 90 years old, too. One of the greatest black leaders alive. And also, one of the greatest black leaders alive, they don't talk about people like Thomas Sowell or Walter E. Williams in school. That's why I like to do my own research. I don't want to depend on the school system because, you know, the left are literally controlling everything. They own the government. They control everything. And here you go. Here you are with Republicans trying to tell you or telling you you don't got to depend on the government. You can depend on your own, your own embodiment. Be an individual. Be yourself. Thomas Sowell right here says emotions neither prove nor disprove facts. There was a time when any rational adult understood this, but years of dumbed down education and emphasis on how people feel have left too many people unable to see through this media gimmick. Exactly, Thomas Sowell. Exactly. I got to send it to my dad because he don't have no understanding as well. And he also says this too. Can you cite one speck of hard evidence of the benefits of diversity that we have heard gushed about for years? Evidence of its harm could be seen written in blood from Iraq to India, from suburbia to Sudan, Gigi to Philippines. It is scary how easily so many people can be brainwashed by sheer repetition of a word. Dang. Look up Thomas Sowell. Look up his quotes, man. I'm telling you. Because if you ain't, you missing something. Stop looking at Don Lemon and CNN. Learn something. Trust me. Learn something. If you have been voting for politicians who promise to give you goodies at someone else's expense, then you have no right to complain when they take your money and give it to someone else, including themselves. Dang, man. Facts, man. Facts. Shout out to Thomas Sowell, man. Shout out to him.